Welcome to Regulate, a podcast for your nervous system, hosted by yours truly. I am Holly Nicole. I'm an advanced yoga nidra professional, and this podcast aims to help listeners understand and nurture their nervous system. So today's theme for the official first episode is why regulate. I am here to share my personal story and also hopefully enlighten you a little bit around why it's so important to look at our nervous system a little bit more deeply. But first, my personal story. Buckle up. So, I don't know exactly where to begin. So I'm going to begin in like 20 plus years ago. So my friends, I was in school. I was going through a divorce. I had two small children. They were 1 and 3 years old. And I decided that I should donate my eggs. I knew another woman who had done it. And I felt like, ooh, cool. It'll give me an extra little oomph of money. I was young. I think that at this point in time, I was maybe in my early 30s. And I just thought, why not? So when I got approved for the program, I had to take a psychological assessment from the Diagnostic Statistical Manual, the DSM. If any of you are in social work or any kind of like therapy background, you'll know what I'm talking about. And after I took the test, I got a phone call from the Reproductive Center's psychotherapist. And she asked me an interesting question. I remember the conversation vividly. We got on the phone and she was like, okay, I have to ask you kind of a hard question. And it's just so that I am fully aware of your background and just want to make sure that you're fully supported just in case. And I was like, piqued. My curiosity was like, what is she going to ask me? And then she was like, so I have to ask, based on some of the responses that you gave in the, you know, psychological evaluation, it would appear that you may have some child abuse or maybe child sexual abuse, and I just need to clear this up and we can have a conversation about it. And looking back now, I didn't know what to say. I froze. And I was like, no, absolutely not. No. I mean, I actually hadn't really started any deep kind of therapy at that point. Like, I had found yoga while I was pregnant with my first son, who at this point in time was 3. But I hadn't delved into any of my internal work. I knew my family was, you know, messed up. And I knew my family had issues, and I always kind of felt off and different, but my initial response was to just tell her, absolutely not, no. And so at this time, I actually was also enrolled in massage school. It's now circa 2004, and I was at the beginning phases, which is also why I needed money, because I decided during my divorce that I was going to go to massage school. And so that started my journey of seeking, of wanting to figure out why I felt something deep down inside of me that felt off. Not only in addition to, you know, complex childhood trauma, but I also really felt like I had a lot of other issues going on, which weren't really resolved until much later down the line. I'll get to that in other episodes. But for the sake of time, I'll just say for many, many years, and I've talked about this on my social media and with my clients, I suffered from things like irritable bowel syndrome. I suffered from severe asthma. I have cycled through anxiety and depression. I have tried so many medications under the sun, y'all. Like, I really have been on a journey. And so I remember seeking out in massage school the on-site therapist. It actually wasn't a great fit. So if there's any of you who are starting your therapeutic journey and you don't resonate with the therapist, please just fire them and find a new one. It took me like 6 therapists before I finally found the one who really unlocked a lot for me. And that's a great segue to her. So I went through 6 different therapists, and maybe I'll talk about them in another episode as well. But for, you know, this particular episode, I think it's so important to kind of skip forward to this particular therapist. So fast forward, I think probably, I don't know, maybe like 4 years or so. I started massage school when I was 26. I'm now 46. So now fast forward, I'm like 29, almost 30, and I end up in the office of this woman who I feel so indebted to her. She's still my therapist, actually, y'all. I've been working with her for now, oh my gosh, almost 15 years, if not a little bit longer, might be 16 years. And I remember the first session I had with her. I filled in that intake, you know, where you like talk about like the relationships you had and what were they like. And I remember I circled, when it came to like my family, I circled that I'd lived with my stepfather and my mom. And I wrote in little letters on the margin, if that's what you want to call him, like a stepfather, like a parent, if that's what you want to call him. And I didn't realize that that alone would really bring up a lot, just even the first session. So this lovely person asks me, after we talked a lot about, you know, some of the things that were going on, some of the memories I had, you know, and really I had been just focused on the violence that I grew up in. My stepfather was an incredibly aggressive human being, very violent, very emotionally, physically abusive. And also now down the line, I'm very capable and can openly say like, and sexually abusive. And even though I had some fears and shame about facing some of these past abuse, you know, situations and history that I had, I knew that I needed to do something. And my therapist, she said to me, "So what's it like being a trauma survivor?" And after going through, 6 therapists, she's the first therapist who actually ever said anything like that to me. And I kind of did a double take. I was like, trauma? I'm not a trauma survivor. What are you talking about? And she unpacked it with me and explained to me, like, you know, hey, Holly, it's not normal to be dragged across the house by your hair because you wouldn't get off the phone when you're 14. It's not normal to be chronically yelled at or chronically verbally berated. And this was when I started to discover my survivorship, if you will. I don't even know if that's the correct terminology anymore these days, y'all. Like, I'm 46. I don't really know. I'm just kind of rolling with how I understand it. And that's the basis of that I'll come from. But I was discovering that I had trauma. And I was discovering that I was a survivor of trauma. And it's interesting because what I realized now too, down the line, is trauma is not what I went through. Trauma is the symptom of the abuse that I survived. And within that, I went on an incredible journey of realizing that I had a dysregulated nervous system. And that actually, as children, we live through so much. We're so busy being in an adaptive state that we don't even realize as children, because we're just busy surviving literally childhood because we don't have a lot of control. We don't really know how to handle things. So we must adapt to our caregivers in order to survive, especially if they are neglectful or abusive, etc., etc. And so I began to notice the different ways in which I was experiencing trauma. Like I mentioned before, I've had a whole reel of health problems. And it really became clear in this journey that I needed to do something. And so, why regulate? My hope is that we regulate together. My hope is that we create a sanctuary within this podcast for learning about our nervous system, for finding inner peace, for educating ourselves. And my ultimate goal is to build a community focused on nervous system education and support, because it is a journey to start facing the pieces and parts of ourselves that we might avoid because we are afraid to admit that we have experienced some of these things. I went through so many different situations that created trauma within me that even at 46, even though I have definitely moved through and I have healed so much, I still have to, in essence, every day wake up and I call it like letting myself out of the cage. I have to, you know, literally open the door of my own cage and let myself out and remind myself that I am worthy, remind myself that I am loved. I have to have a spiritual practice and routine that helps integrate me into the here and now, because when you suffer from things like complex childhood trauma or a traumatic event, it is a really tough thing to go through neurologically in the brain. When we're young, we create like foundational kind of hardwiring, if you will. And eventually, as we grow, we end up kind of breaking away from those pieces and parts of us that we no longer need, those behaviors, you know, limiting beliefs, things of that nature. But when it comes to something like abuse, it's a little more complicated than that. And so, you know, I started a journey. I started a journey of showing up in therapy. I started a journey of showing up on my yoga mat. I started a journey of learning how to tell my story. And that meant I had to learn how to tell the truth. Because when you are raised in a home life or in a family dynamic where you have to wear a mask, you show up in the world basically with a mask on, and it's not safe to really talk about, you know, what's going on at home. And that became something for me that became part of my kind of my spiritual practice. It became part of my identity as I've grown and healed, because I know that my personal story is not so different than many others. We have all, in one way or another, experienced some form of situation or relationship that has created trauma. And yet, what I realized the most is that learning how to talk about it and learning how to dig a little deeper and get to the root of my core issues, I began to start seeing the ways that I was limited. I used to really struggle with incredible anger issues. I had such a violent, you know, family life that as I got older, it became kind of just common to be aggressive. I had road rage like a mother effer, y'all. Like, it was intense, and it wasn't even until years later down the line that I was like, oh my God, that's my stepdad in my voice, or, you know, in my mind. And when I think back to the situations I was in the car with my stepfather, you know, I used to kind of just like cover my head with my jacket or my blanket or whatever it was. And it would just be like, well, today's the day I'm going to go. Today's the day I'm going to go. And, you know, I think of a lot about why it's so important to share our personal story. Because perhaps if you're tuning into this, it will make you feel less alone. Perhaps you are struggling to face your fears and shame about past abuse or something that you've been through. Or perhaps you're just realizing that you have a chronically dysregulated nervous system. Or maybe you're realizing that and you have health problems. And so, why regulate? We regulate our nervous system, we educate ourselves, we share our story so that we can unlock what is within us. We can stop storing the emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental real estate that is taking up literal energy in our bodies. So fast forward now, 20 years later, I've been a massage therapist now for 20 years. It blows my mind. And as someone who has worked with thousands of people, I can confirm that we carry it in our bodies. We carry it in our bodies, y'all. Like, we are the phenomenon of having like the mind, body, soul connection is next level. And as somebody who has worked with people energetically and physically, mentally, emotionally, I see it all the time. I've had people have emotional releases on my table. I've had emotional releases on my table. And I also see now the value of having these kind of conversations, because when we realize that we are dysregulated, or we realize that maybe some of our health problems might be stemming from chronic stress, like stress is like in the top five of like dangers and killers of humankind. So if that's not a reason to be having these kind of conversations, like, I don't know what is. And so why regulate? We regulate because I want to feel better. I wanted to feel better. I wanted to connect with my own children. I wanted to be able to connect with my clients. I wanted to be able to chart a path that felt meaningful, because I couldn't just look back on my life and look back on my childhood and look back at the things that have happened to me that I experienced and just say, well, I guess that's just the way it is and this is the way I am now. When really, I can't wait to share with you in more episodes the tremendous power and transformation that can occur from doing this inner work and from taking these chances on learning about how to unlock the mind's power, about learning how to cultivate calm amidst the chaos. And hopefully I can share some practical tips with you and techniques. And just will say, anything that I offer in any of my podcasts is going to be suitable for beginners and for anyone seeking relaxation and stress relief, as well as hopefully normalizing some of the things that we all go through. And from there, I just want to know, I'd love to hear from you all. You can send me an email at Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, at gmail.com. Holly, Nicole, healing, at gmail.com. I would love to hear from you if you have a story you want to share, or if you have something about your journey and learning about your own nervous system or learning about your own inner work and what's worked for you. As also, send me questions. I want to hear from you all. I am so grateful for your presence. I'm so grateful for you tuning in. And let's build a community. I know that I have a deep calling to share and share the value of lifting and elevating each other. I truly believe that this podcast and the content inside of it is meant for humanity. It's meant for us to be able to relate to one another and create more interconnectedness between each other and especially within ourselves. So that's why we regulate. I thank you so much for tuning in. I know I already said that, but I just wanted to say it again. Thank you for being here. This is episode 1. And if you stay tuned, I'm going to give a little nidra meditation. I'll explain a little more what yoga nidra is in another podcast episode, but for the sake of timing here, a yoga nidra episode or meditation is a breathwork and body scan technique to help drop you into more relaxed states of being. It's actually a number one way of regulating your nervous system. So, if you're able to, I would recommend that you go lay down or get into a very comfortable position. If you're driving or you're on your way to work, maybe pause this and then come back to this podcast later and listen to this latter half of our journey together. So for everyone else, when you're ready, get into a comfortable seat or laying down. Let this be a symbolic gesture of your self-care and of your love for your own body and for yourself. Close down your eyes if it feels good. And focus on your breath. And without changing anything, simply focus on your breath moving in and out of your body. And take a few moments to really notice. And now purposefully deepen your breath. Draw your breath all the way down into your core, maybe even noticing that as you breathe in, your belly rises, kind of like the way the ocean tide comes in. And as you exhale, notice how your belly falls like the ocean tide recedes. Keep breathing like this. Deep breath in. Draw your inhale all the way into your body, into your whole lower half, base of your spine, lower lungs, your abdomen. And as you exhale, let go of something that you no longer need. Maybe it's the day's stress. Maybe some worry or fear or anxiety that you've been experiencing. And continue to notice how your breath rises with your belly and how your breath falls with your belly as you exhale. And now bring your attention as you continue to breathe like this to all 10 toes. Notice all 10 toes. And now bring your awareness to both ankles. Bring your awareness to both knees. And now your hips. Your abdomen, your chest, both arms, your shoulders, your throat, your face. Let all of the expression drop from your face, including the tiny little muscles around your mouth and your eyes. Let your eyes sink back into the sockets of your skull. And now from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes, feel your entire body. Feel your entire body being breathed. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Now, if you have an area on your body that needs healing, or you have an area in your life that you would like to evoke or call in healing to, picture that situation now, or picture that area in your body now. And if you can, without moving too much, place your hand on that place on your body. And now send your breath into that space. Send your breath into that situation. Send your breath deep into your body, allowing your body to be massaged from the inside out from the power of your breath. Continue to breathe. And now removing your hand down to the sides. Just simply let yourself be. Notice whatever comes through the mind and let it go. Just like clouds passing through the sky or the way a car passes by on the road. Let go what is going, let come what is coming. Deep breath in and deep breath out the mouth now. When you feel ready, gently begin to move through your fingers and your toes. Rock your head side to side. And roll over onto your right side if that feels okay. If you're pregnant, though, please roll over onto your left side. I'll explain that another time. For the sake, just go ahead and do that. Cradle your arm with your lower, cradle your head with your lower arm. And when you're ready, sit up. Notice how quiet the mind, how soft the heartbeat, how relaxed the breath. Thank you once again for tuning in. Please subscribe so that we can all be together on this journey towards balance and community. Take good care, and until next time.